The House Health and Human Services Committee will come to order and the secretary will call the roll.
Bumgarden.
Here.
Dreyer.
Here.
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 Shuffy.
Here.
Lucas.
Here.
Miles. Nygaard.
Here.
Olson. Steele.
Here.
Van Orman.
Gray.
Here.
Bennett.
Here. A quorum is present. The chairman will entertain a motion to approve the minutes. Moved by Rave, seconded by Steele. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. All right, we have two bills this morning. If you intend to testify, please sign in on the slip at the podium so we can get your name spelled right. Turn off your cell phones or you'll be bringing us donuts or something good. Today we're looking at Senate Bills 112 and 132, and we will start with 112, Representative Willardson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think this is the first time in my two terms that I've testified before the Health Committee, so a new experience for me.
We're sorry you missed this great experience.
Mr. Chair, if I might digress for just a second, just like to make notice to our neighbors to the east in Minnesota, there was a terrible bus accident yesterday. Four children lost their lives just doing something they would do every day, going home from school. And we just ask that everybody would think about the families involved for all of them. Moving to Senate Bill 112, this is a consumer-friendly bill, if you will. And I think that's probably the first thing that it has going for it. The second thing is that it's a very short bill. There's only 78 words, including the title. It was assigned to Senate Health, where it passed 6-0, came out on the consent calendar, and went 35-0 in the full Senate. I'm not trying to say that the Senate's always right, but in this case, it's a pretty good indication. the rest of the discussion, I'm going to leave to the experts. And so with that, I'd appreciate your favorable vote on Senate Bill 112.
All right. Further proponents for Senate Bill 112. While other proponents are coming up, I will welcome our two pages for this morning, Megan Foreman from Belfouche and Amanda Jones from Britton. Thank you for coming and helping us.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Darla Pullman Rogers. I'm a registered lobbyist for Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield. We're bringing to you Senate Bill 112, and as Representative Willardson said, we do believe that this is a very positive piece of legislation. The purpose of this bill is to broaden the number of persons who would be eligible for the special continuation provisions of SDCL 58-18C-1. Today, in order for a person to be eligible for continued coverage under that provision, they must have been covered under a group health plan for a period of 6 months previous to the eligibility. This proposed language would change the eligibility criteria so that a person simply needs to be covered by any plan that is considered creditable coverage as defined by statute for that 6 month period. So this means that a person could have like a combination of group coverage and individual coverage. As long as they have creditable coverage for 6 months, they would be eligible for these special continuation, this special continuation provision. We had some member agents in town a couple of weeks ago, and one of the agents pointed out that they thought that there should be a word change from and or. And as we looked at the actual language, we decided that A, he was correct, and B, we also should maybe strike for similar benefits, because if as long as they have the creditable coverage for 6 months, they should be eligible. So there is a friendly amendment being circulated to you, and that's 112JA. I would ask you to adopt the amendment and support the bill. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Further proponents?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Randy Moses, Division of Insurance. We had worked with Wellmark on this piece of legislation. We had identified situations where individuals had lost coverage due to their employer going out of business and had coverage nonstop, but didn't have continuous group coverage. They had a situation where they bounced back and forth between individual and group coverage, and they were just simply left out in the cold. So we think this is a situation that broadens this in a fair way, so people that do the right thing, stay covered, can still have the continuation rights under this provision. So on that basis, we would certainly encourage your support of the bill and of the amendment as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Drew Duncan. I'm an attorney from Sioux Falls and one of the registered lobbyists for DakotaCare. We would echo the comments of Wellmark and Mr. Rogers. Those we certainly think that this fills a hole for people who left jobs both voluntarily and involuntarily, and we would encourage the committee to pass this piece of legislation. Thanks.
Thank you. Any further proponents for Senate Bill 112? Last call. Any other proponents for Senate Bill 112? Seeing none, are there any opponents to Senate Bill 112? Any opponents? Seeing none, we will open to committee questions. Representative Lucas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess maybe for Mr. Moses there. Is there, my question would be, is there any chance that people could take advantage of this under a credible coverage and just have some sort of policy maybe for a very, very, very high deductible as a backup in case they would lose their group policy?
Representative Lucas, there certainly could be a high deductible policy, but in order to be credible coverage, it has to be a comprehensive type coverage, like a major medical coverage. They couldn't have like a limited benefit plan, like a cancer plan or something like that, and count that. Credible coverage is a comprehensive type coverage.
Further questions? Mr. Moses, I have, are there any federal regs regarding this that, I mean, we can set this as a state without having to jump through any federal hoops of any kind?
There would be no federal hoops based on this legislation that I'm aware of, okay. Mr. Chairman.
Representative Nygaard.
Thank you. Rationalist. When you grab one of those geese out there in the millennium. This credible coverage, so that would mean that you being the employee, could then buy your own coverage, boost credible coverage, I mean, or does it have to be provided by the employer or past employer?
Representative, what the idea of this is that the coverage that you're losing is your employer-based coverage, and that's what triggers the continuation right under this chapter. What this allows for is if you had some other type of coverage before that, so maybe prior to you starting work, you had an individual policy, that would count as long as you didn't have a big break in coverage, more than 63 days, you would still be okay.
Thank you.
Further questions? All right. Seeing none, we'll open to committee action. Representative Rabe.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would move amendment 112JA.
All right. Motion by Rabe, second by Heineman for moving amendment 112JA. Comment?
No, thank you.
All right. Voice vote. Everybody in favor of the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. We have 112 amended with 112JA. Further comments or action? Representative Rabe?
I would move Senate Bill 112 as amended. Do pass.
Second. Do pass by Rabe, second by Miles. Comment?
I don't think any that would be any more information than we've already heard.
Anybody? All right. So we will vote on Senate Bill 112 as amended with the amendment JA. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Van Eyck-Bloomgarden?
Aye.
Dreyer?
Aye.
Heinlein?
Aye.
Aye.
Lucas?
Aye.
Lyle?
Aye.
Nygaard?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Steele?
Aye.
And Norman? Ray?
Aye.
Bennett?
Aye. Senate Bill 112 passes unanimously. Motion for consent by Dreyer, second by Bloomgarden. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Thank you. We will proceed to Senate Bill 132.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, committee. Again, I'm Mark Willardson, representative from District 11 in Sioux Falls. Senate Bill 132, once again, had a very successful run in the Senate. It came out of the Senate Health Committee 6-0, again on the consent calendar, and it passed the Senate 33-0. Again, two good reasons for it. This is a very consumer-friendly bill. And again, secondly, it's very short. There's two pages, but the language that we're changing is only 50 words. So with that, I'd appreciate your favorable consideration on Senate Bill 132.
We'll consider it. Further proponents for Senate Bill 132.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, my name is Darla Pullman Rogers, and I'm a registered lobbyist for Walmart Blue Cross Blue Shield. I'm wondering when Representative Willardson had time to count the words in this amendment. I certainly didn't think of doing that, but it's a good idea, maybe.
But you have to consider that was his only testimony.
Maybe that's enough. The purpose of Senate Bill 132 is once again to clarify and confirm the situations in which the special continuation provisions of 58-18C-1 apply, and that is when an employer ceases doing business. And if you look at that particular statutory section, it refers at least twice and maybe even three times, I didn't get a real good count, but the phrase ceasing operations or ceasing doing business. So what this bill does is it adds a definition to actually what ceasing operations means. And by adding that phrase at the end of the bill, we believe that it adds clarity. We know when the business has actually ceased, and then that in turn tells us what is expected of us as insurers with regard to the continuation coverage. We believe that this will be just aid in a more consistent application among insurers of these particular special continuation benefits. I would tell you that we did work with the Division of Insurance, Walmart did, to craft the language that you see in 132. We would urge your support of the bill. Thank
you. All right. Further proponents? With that comment, Mr. Rogers will have to come.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Moses, sorry, I said Rogers.
Randy Moses, Division of Insurance. Yes, we do certainly concur that we worked with this with Wellmark on this piece of legislation. It did arise because there have been some questions as to what exactly you mean by ceasing operations. You know, we have these situations where it's not real clear. There was some question, and I think this language added to the end of this section will help give us clarity and give the companies clarity, and we have, like was presented mentioned before, there'll be more consistent application of this provision. So we'd urge your support. Thank you.
All right. Further proponents for Senate Bill 132? Any other proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents to Senate Bill 132? Any opponents? Seeing none, we will open to committee questions. Representative Lucas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a clarifying question for Mr. Moses then. So if a business ceases operations and a person's on COBRA, they would have 1 year, then they would still be able to continue their insurance?
Yes, under this type of continuation, there is a 12-month period of continuation available for people that elect that provision.
And this just clarifies, if I could, then when the business actually has ceased.
That is correct.
Representative Olson?
For Mr. Moses, I do have one clarifying question. The employee is the one that's responsible for paying for this continued coverage. Is that right?
Yes, Representative Olson. It's totally paid by the employee.
Representative Nygaarden.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Moses, I see in these 52 short words, it's absent is the word belly up. Would that have been a better word for?
I don't think that's a legal term, Representative Nygaard. Representative Steele.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Got a question on just a clarification, I guess. On page 2, line 8, where it talks about provided timely election is made. What does timely mean? What is timely?
In another section of the chapter, take that back. It's right in here.
I missed it.
If you read the fine print in this section, you do have an absolute deadline of 90 days in which to elect, and then after notice, I believe it's just a second here. I got to double check.
Line 7 talks about 10 days.
No, 60 days. 60 days is when after notice, even if they don't get notice, there's an absolute deadline of 90 days.
Okay. Thank you.
Further questions? All right. Then we will close the question period and open to committee action. Representative Dreyer.
Move to pass.
Do pass by Representative Dreyer, second by Representative Heineman. Comment? All right. Seeing none, we will have a do pass motion for Senate Bill 132. Secretary, call the roll. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay.
Representative
Boomgarden?
Aye.
Dreyer?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye. Yerkes?
Aye.
Miles?
Aye.
Nygaard?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Steele?
Aye.
Norman? Rabe?
Aye.
Bennett? Aye. Senate Bill 132 passes unanimously. Move consent by Dreyer, second by Boomgarden. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. We have two bills left for Friday. As far as I know, I think that will be our last meeting. Please bring any ideas for summer studies if you have any. I will entertain a motion to it. Yes, Representative Heineman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just wondering if in years past we've heard from the Health Care Commission in terms of what they're looking forward to in this next year, and I wonder if that would be a helpful review.
We could try to set that up. All right, good comment. Okay, all those in favor of adjournment say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned.